We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. By the way, tomorrow, live broadcast, Chickies and Pete's will be there. So come on by, say hi before you head over to Citizens Bank Park for the opener. I believe the gates open around 12:30, 3 o'clock first pitch between the Phillies and the Braves.
Oh, good time.
Strider and Wheeler. Tomorrow has a big game feel. I know it's opening day. There's 162 of these games. I love it's the Braves and right away. I mean, we've had openers against the A's and, you know, whatever over the years, just teams that don't matter. But this one obviously does. Phillies Braves tomorrow on WIP. All right, we'll finish with your phone calls in a minute here on the win total. And I think some people have some thoughts on what you do, Hugh, which is not make left turns if you're going a certain way and you don't want to get gas or air and all that. But can we get the latest on Joel Embiid? So obviously a difficult Sixers loss last night probably hurts their chances in a bigger way than you might think to get a top six seed. And that affects, you know, when and how they bring Joel back. Is it for the play-in? Do they avoid the play-in? So let's hear from Woj, latest update last evening on Joel Embiid and his timeline to get back here.
Sixers coach Nick Nurse said tonight that there's a lot of optimism that Joel Embiid will be back before the end of the regular season. And I'm told it is not a question of if, but when. And the belief is with 9 regular season games left after tonight against the Clippers, that Joel Embiid can be back for a handful of those before the playoffs, whether that's the play-in, whether the Sixers can move up a couple spots in the standings and get out of that play-in. Right now, they're tied essentially in that 7-8 spot. But there's a lot of optimism right now around Joel Embiid. I'm told that he is moving well. He has looked good on the court. And again, just a matter of when he makes his return at this point, not if. And the Sixers expect they can get a few games under his belt before they have to start playing playoff games or play-in games.
You know what? You know what's funny? When I first read this story, I read it completely wrong, Joe. I forgot we had like 9 games left in the season.
Yeah.
When they said regular season, I was thinking regular season from next season, for next season.
Oh, well, that's a big difference. Yeah.
And I was salty. I was a little salty, but they mean like get him ramped up this for the last 9 games.
So I have a question though. Okay, so he said the word handful in there, right? A handful of games of a ramp up before the playoffs.
Yeah.
A handful would be 5. Am I correct on that? Is that 5 is typically a handful?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, because it's a hand. You count the digits.
I don't know if there's a definitive number for him.
Well, I think he's counting the digits on the hand, and he put them in your hand, and that's 5.
Now we're going to open up a whole dumb debate.
Like,
Kyle,
it's the first time we've done that.
How many is a handful? 5.
I would say about 5.
About, okay.
Like, maybe, yeah, like, I would say give or take. Like, I don't think it's definitively 5.
Okay, definitive.
I think there's only one word that indicates an exact number, and that's a couple. The rest are, like.
But it could be 2 couples, so it could technically be 4.
Which means 4.
But that's a couple.
Yeah. Well, a single also would be 1. One would be single.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple of couples.
The point I'm trying to make is that
he's an idiot.
About a handful, there's only 9 games left. Next Saturday, so April 6th, is their 5th to last game of the season. So that's inferring. Okay, I understand a handful, maybe not exactly 5, but it's inferring. All right, let me just, I'll make it simple. If he's back for a handful of games, that means he has to play next weekend. Okay, that's very optimistic. Okay, then let's hear the latest from Nick Nurse today. Again, Adrian Wojnarowski saying a handful, whether you think that's 5 or 4, I don't, I, I didn't know this was a loose definition of handful. Whatever. That's next weekend. They play their fifth to last and fourth to last game next weekend. Okay, what's their saying?
I still don't like have a timeline. I'd love to give you one. I mean, I would love to not have, you know, have to continue this, and that means he's back playing, right? But I think that it's coming, but I also understand that, like, I see some growth here. I think this is helping us. Listen, I want to put the best players we got on the floor, no doubt about it. Give ourselves the best chance to win. But I still I'm ready to go out to the drawing board and to battle with the guys here to continue to, I think, polish and improve this group. Yeah.
You know, we'll get to the answer in a second. I do feel like Nick Nurse is like leveling up as a Sixers coach. He's graduating. You notice how frustrated he is being asked and answering injury questions. It's a rite of passage if you're a Sixers coach. You have to just answer the same questions.
Yeah, because it's like a lot of cats be banged up.
Well, especially Joel. So, Hugh, we have Woj saying a handful of games left, which is, again, next weekend. And then you have the head coach today saying no timeline. What's going on here?
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. That's why I was so confused when I heard it, because I was listening to what Coach Nurse was saying yesterday, and then I saw, like, I was just looking at the ticker, and I was like, dang. So they're talking about next season, like he's not coming back. Because it's still really vague about this whole injury thing, because we were told 6 weeks recovery. We've long blown that out the water.
Oh, yeah.
We've long – and then the ramp up. And we're running out of time. So that's why when the story came down, Joe, my thought was, okay, damn, he's not coming back this year. So to hear that, you got about 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
You got about 2 weeks
yes.
to figure it out. So I would think – that in order to make a decision on this, that's a couple days from now. That's kind of like next Monday, Tuesday, when you start talking about whether or not he's going to play.
There's another layer to this here. I don't know how to take this, but the official 76ers Twitter account just tweeted the gif of Joel eating an apple.
Mm.
And everybody's like, well, this better mean that he's about to come back.
Yeah, what's the point
of
that?
Or else, right, like, what are they doing to us? So I don't know.
Yeah, does it feel to you like Nurse is kind of out of the loop on this? He's going to be told Joel Embiid is back, and then he just plays him? Doesn't it feel like he has a good grasp on day-to-day stuff? And maybe it's as simple as Joel and his doctors are just going to say, okay, he's ready to go.
But also, like, I guess from the perspective of the coach, they never put legitimate timelines on players because that puts unnecessary pressure.
Sure.
And, like, say he doesn't hit the timeline, then everybody's like, well, what the hell?
The question for me is he going to have enough time to get in shape before the play-in game? That's where we're at. I mean, it doesn't really matter what game he comes back in. The regular season at this point, they're probably going to be the eighth seed. Like, whatever. I mean, he's not coming back today or tomorrow, I don't think. So it's a matter of, Hugh, does he have enough time to get his body in shape for the play-in games? That's it. And I don't know what that means. Does he need a week? Does he need more than that?
That's why I didn't understand it, Joe, because it's like, okay, in order to – like, we don't know coming off of this injury. I don't know how many minutes he's going to play or anything like that. Or, like, we've seen over the last couple of weeks that we really do need Joel Embiid there to have a chance to play. So, I guess my thought process is, how much of Joel Embiid are we going to get? Like, 30 minutes a night, maybe? 20?
No, they need 30 if they're going to win
the playoffs.
Saying,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what do we ramp – like, when you talk about ramping up, what are we ramping up towards?
And let's say they try to do 30 minutes, are they quality minutes, or is he out of breath after 15?
Yeah, see, all of that. So it's one of those things where when we talk about it, like, that's why I was confusing. Okay, you're ramping up for the playoffs. If you're in the playing game, and the way that we've been playing, we need Joel Embiid.
Of course.
We need him for these 30, 40 minutes. So it's kind of hard to say. That's why I was confused about the timing, because I was thinking, oh, they're talking about next season. Because I don't – nine games – is that enough? Five games?
Handful?
Four, whatever,
four,
three games? I don't know.
I think he needs at least a week. At least a week. And even that, I'm not sure he's going to be the Joel. Like, if we're expecting the Joel that left in February, that seems like a big ask.
By the way, hand up. I said something really stupid.
Okay. Was it this time?
Because now I'm getting... like, relax, both of you.
You beat me.
Jeez. I said that a couple was the only word that meant a specific number.
Yeah.
Like, since then, I've gotten a deluge of all of the different words that mean a specific number, like a dozen, a grand.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
There's
I
a
was
lot.
Thinking smaller numbers.
A
but
bean?
Sure. Yeah. 100, yep.
I mean, you're right.
I know that one. Yeah.
A bean?
A trio?
I feel like we always try to get a little bit too introspective in the 1 o'clock hour.
Score?
Yeah.
But it starts with the callers.
Yeah.
It starts with the callers because the call at 1 o'clock, and I didn't want to say this, and I'm not pointing to anybody specific, but it seems like either people wake up from a long nap or they allow them to get out of their rooms or pens or their cells for to make phone calls.
I will say don't expect like actual intelligence on like anytime after 1 p.m. and that includes to the show that starts at 2 o'clock. I don't know if you ever heard Fritz. He's talking. He didn't know that the moon yesterday was on a specific like. I mean, my
it was
goodness.
An all timer. He didn't know he was surprised that they know when a full moon is going to come, as if it's not a cycle.
That was insane to me.
Sometimes I listen to that show and they stumble upon something, and then it's like the person who said the dumb things, like, and then you know, once you say it, it's out there, right? You can't run from it anymore.
I gotta tell you. The more I hear Jack talk, the more I'm like, how did this guy graduate high school?
No. Did you hear that one yesterday, Hugh?
No, I did not hear
it. Jack didn't know how they knew when the different moon cycles were going to happen. Like, he was surprised that they know when there's going to be a full moon. He just thought it was like a random thing.
I didn't hear that.
I mean,
that's interesting.
I just don't know how he thinks, like you know, the tides are affected by it. You know, there are human beings who are affected by the moon cycle. Like, I just, I don't know how he didn't understand.
Thousands of years of death. Like, people have been tracking this thing. That moon up in the sky, it's been there a really long time, and people have been paying attention to how it works.
It was DeCamera-esque.
I agree with that. All right, let's go to, we got Phil in Port Richmond, apparently does the same thing you do, Hugh. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Hugh, and hey, Joe, how's it going?
Good, Phil.
I got to tell you, I drive my car and my back wheel. It always needs air. But I will not go across the street to get to gas for it if it's not on my side. It's just a total inconvenience.
It's the weirdest thing, isn't it? It's like I will not, if it's not on my path, wherever I'm going, I'm not going.
Right, because then we just have to make a left, go to the place, just to make another left, to get back to our route, and that's stupid. When we could just take a little bit longer to find something else that's coming up to our side.
I don't like.
But isn't that just as inconvenient to take longer?
Well, no, because if I'm going on my way home, I'm not going to purposely make left out of my way. I mean, Wawa's are a dime a dozen. You can find, eventually you're going to come one.
One on your right side of the street, yeah.
Absolutely, Hugh. You read my mind.
And that, I don't know why I started to think that way, but it's with everything, man. Grocery stores, like anything. If it's not on my way, Joe, it's not funny. If it's not on my way, I'm not going.
I will opt to pass. I will not make a left to go to a Target if I know a ShopRite's on my right, and I'll just get whatever I can get there at the ShopRite. I'm not going out of my way to go to the Target if it's not on my way.
Now I'm wondering how many people are like you out there, like you guys. You guys won't make. What's wrong with a left-hand turn, Phil?
Well, it's just the inconvenience of it. Why? Because what if there's multiple lanes? Then you got to get over another lane. Then you got to stop. I mean, then if you're in Jersey, you got to try to find the all turns, which is going to just take you back. Just find it on the right-hand side. It's going to be there when eventually on your route. There's no need to add anxiety to your drive. I think that's what we're avoiding right now.
Maybe you guys have Definitely. It right. Maybe it's avoided. Maybe I'm the anxious idiot who's making left turns all the time here. Phil, give us a guess for the Phillies. What's the win total?
Not to sound like the Price is Right and go like one over, but I think 96 is going to be we're going to be there rooting for the end and be like, we just need to get a few more, and I think they're just going to end up a little bit shy. 94. And I think we're going to start off 0-1 tomorrow. As much as that pains me to say, I think Strider is that's why they're the favorites. As much as I'm going to hope and I'm going to think the Phillies are going to win, just something in my gut says, ugh.
Well, you're right. It is because of Strider. Because it kind of Strider and Wheeler almost cancel out. So then it becomes, you know, the Braves lineup at Phillies. Phil, we appreciate the phone call. So he does the same thing as you. Are there more of you crazy people out there that won't make a left turn? It's unbelievable.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there's some people on my Twitter feed that are telling me. Sheena's the same way. She was telling me that she's the same way. Chanel, my bad. She says she does the same thing. She 100% agrees with me. Cutting cross traffic for her is a huge pet peeve. She don't want to do it. Dude, it's like I'm like that with everything. Like, if I have to go to the grocery store, if it's not on my path, then I'm not going. Like today, I got to go back. I got to go drop off some stuff at Amazon that I ordered the wrong thing. Mm. So on my path back to where I'm going, I'm going to pass Amazon. And I'm going to stop at the Amazon and drop the package off.
But what if you don't find a grocery store and then you don't have any groceries?
Then guess what? I'm SOL because I'm not coming back out. Like if I don't find it, if it's not on the path of me going home, then I'm SOL.
You're one of the reasons that I get road rage.
What are you talking about?
Like, just make the freaking left turn. We're going to hold everybody up because you don't want to make a left turn.
How am I holding everybody up?
Because you're going slow looking for the next place you just passed.
I'm not going slow now. I am looking.
You're looking.
I'm looking, Lewin. And I would, like yesterday when I was trying to find this gas station, I would pull up and I would see that they had like the little change thingy.
Yeah.
And I would curse them out. And then I would just get back on the road and get going where I was going.
This is a remarkable turn of events. The fact that Hugh is passing out places he needs to go.
I knew I wasn't the only one. I knew that.
That's the remarkable turn of events. I mean, I'm used to you doing bizarre things, but the fact that everyone else is with you on this.
Since you said, it's a little bizarre.
It is bizarre.
It's a little bizarre.
Again, like, you need to go somewhere. There it is. Now I'm going to keep going.
I am not going out of my way. I just don't feel
like
I'm not.
But you are.
Technically, I'm not.
Yeah, but you are. You're literally going out of your way further than just stopping.
Technically, I'm not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Not in his head.
Technically.
All that matters.
All right, let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
Yo, what's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
What's going
good,
on,
Bam?
Man?
Bam, what are you thinking today?
I've been told you that. Remember, I told you that a couple weeks ago, and I'm sticking to my story. Going 120.
120 victories. So 120 and 42, the official number?
Yes, sir. I said it about 3 weeks ago on your show, and I'm saying it again today. I've been saying on every show, Johnson's show, 120s.
Well, Bam, if you haven't increased your win total since, like, that's not very encouraging. Is that not, like, you've been at 120, you haven't really moved off of that.
How much higher do you want the guy to go?
Well, I don't know. Bam's the one that set the bar at 120.
Well, what did John Johnson say when you told him? Is he with you 120, or did he tell you you're crazy?
He said I'm crazy, but, hey, listen, my mentor, right? My childhood idol, he said 107.
Howard Eskridge, your childhood idol?
That's my long lost. I'm Howard's long lost son. I'm Spike's long lost brother.
Oh, we need to get to the bottom of this story at some point. Bam, if you're right, you should get a free ticket behind home plate for the first playoff game. 120 wins is no joke.
This is what Johnson said too. Johnson said if the Phillies win 120, he's going to make sure I get my own float in front of the parade.
You know what? I'm with him. We'll push that because that's an enormous prediction. Bam, we appreciate it. and we'll talk soon. Bam is, I mean, let's say it for what it is. He's saying the Phillies, this year's Phillies, are the greatest baseball team in history.
Regular season.
I'm still stuck on
the baseball team in history.
I'm still stuck on the long lost brother.
Yeah,
with Spike.
I wonder how Spike would feel about that.
I wonder how a lot of people would feel about that. Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of elements to that that's not for us to discuss. But that,
I'm gonna leave it alone. Yeah. But it's just like it's just funny to think of.
Now I'm wondering what Howard's doing.
Bam seemed to have conviction in his belief that that's the case.
I don't know. Howard does get his hair cut by a lady though.
I think a lot of people probably do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you and I can't talk. I mean, I get my hair cut by anybody.
Yeah.
You know what? And on that note, I'm gonna go ahead and leave that one.
You get your hair cut by a lady, Kyle, or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she cuts your hair now.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend's okay with that?
Why wouldn't she?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man. I don't know. Like it's certain things I think that if you are in a betrothed situation,
a haircut?
I can't like be around a woman without my girlfriend.
No, you can't. Listen, you can't.
Hold on, I don't understand this. The haircut's a thing?
No, you just can't. You can't get your hair. Like, listen,
I'm not getting a massage, dude.
If I had a girlfriend, she can't get her hair cut by a dude. I don't care if he had on one of them. What's one of the things you tie around? A scarchief, a neckerchief, or whatever? I don't care. You can't get your hair cut by no dude. It has to be a woman.
You're just being insecure,
because,
man.
This is a threat. Threat.
Okay, but can I? Hold on a second. It's not, again, like I said, it's not a massage.
No, but it's like it's a woman. No, can't get your hair cut by a woman. And she can't get, if I had a girlfriend, she can't get her hair cut by a dude. It has to be a woman. Definitely can't get no massage by a man. Have you seen some of the massages that these dudes be giving out? Way too erotic. No. Better be a woman.
Telling you, man, you got to write this stuff down.
I'm just saying it has
Hughes
to be.
Rules.
I am not.
Don't make a left turn.
I am
don't get your hair cut by a woman.
I don't get the haircut thing.
What's the
red
difference?
Red-blooded man, because you can't. Like, have you seen those ladies that work at Supercuts?
I used to have hair. Yeah, I went.
Yeah,
you
can't cut your hair.
Plenty of ladies cut my hair.
You better get your hair cut by a dude.
I wonder what you think is going on during the haircut that I never experienced.
No, it ain't nothing going on, because if a guy's cutting her hair, if a guy's cutting her hair, I'm right there watching him cut her hair.
I'll tell you, it's not a very interesting experience.
No, somebody's in there. It ain't got nothing to do with insecure. You got to cut certain things off at the pass before they even happen. Like, if I'm not home, don't come to my house and visit if you're a guy. Can't sit on my front couch.
That's
I rode him every week. Same thing. No, can't come to the house if I'm not there.
Hugh, a visitor in your home is a little bit different than someone cutting hair.
It's the same thing, Joe. That's how it starts. And you know what? While you're playing, you're going to get an extra daily dub, because y'all need to stop eating. Y'all need to stop taking y'all work wives and husbands to lunch all the time, too. That's a red flag. Like, seriously. That's a red flag, man. That's too much.
I just think we live in different worlds.
No, I'm just saying, that's too much. All this work husband and work wife stuff, y'all need to stop that. Because I've been watching Tubi. In a lot of those movies.
Oh, Tubi's poisoning your mind.
He told you to stop this.
The Tubi has, like, that's how most of the stories start out.
Hugh, this is fiction.
No. I was watching a story the other night where this lady, her husband cheated on her, right? And her friend, like, her
Because she got a haircut?
Her husband and her friend, like she stayed with her friends, her and her husband.
Yeah.
And as soon as the lady got sick, then she started messing around with the husband. You can't do that, man. You can't let people in your house like that. Can't do it.
Okay. Again,
even though I don't have a house,
The Tubi is rotting your brain.
No, I'm just saying it's the truth. You can't
Tubi
do that.
Tubi or something. I don't know.
You got to get same sex haircuts. Same sex.
I don't
same
think
sex
most
massages.
People.
Yeah, I just disagree.
I could see some insecurity people might have with the massage situation.
That makes
a little bit of sense. The haircut thing is out there, man.
The haircut thing is legit.
It's just hair.
It's legit.
Have you ever been to a salon?
Yes.
Yeah, not much is going on there.
No,
it's a little bit of small talk. You go home.
Have you seen the movie Hair? Remember when Treat Williams was in Hair?
I didn't see Hair.
Oh, yes.
I saw Hairspray.
I went way back for y'all. I went too far back.
You did.
I feel like if you're bald, you can't go to the movie theater to see Hair.
What are you saying?
That should be a rule.
We're discriminating if you have enough hair?
We're discriminating everything else. Why not?
Yeah, not my theater.
Wow. So we're not allowed in his theater anymore. You believe this?
No, not to watch Hair.
Why? You can watch Bald.
I don't think that's a movie, so I can't go see that. All right. tomorrow, everyone. Chickies and Pete's, South Philly. We're going to be there doing the show at 10.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.